so many choices of things that we can offer you as thank you gifts. But the main thing we want to offer you is to know that we are going to be here for you, telling you the truth about what you need to hear. So give us a call right now at 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and let us know that you are with us and want us to continue doing what we do as a community resource for you.
That's right. We can't read your mind like Spo said, but we can read your credit card or debit card number back to you as we set you up for one of those electronic fund transfers. That's just a monthly. You never even know it happened until you read your bill and see what a small, at least from your perspective, contribution can do when it all adds together with our other supporting members. Just go ahead and do that $625 a month. That's what I'm recommending to you. You know you can afford it, and you're going to get a tree planted in your name and this 4 gig KBOO flash drive. Some other voices that you're going to hear on there. Remember Molly Ivins, that Texan who told it like it was? Well, she is on that as well. But the way that you can access that quality programming and audio recordings is by calling 877-500-5266. Up next is Prison Pipeline and Labor Radio.
KBOO members, what's your vision for your community radio station? How do you see the mission of KBOO? The KBOO Foundation has a programming charter and strategic plan, and now it's time for a mission and vision statement to help direct our policy and inspire the community. From now through May 15th, we're inviting member input on our website. Visit kboo.fm/survey2015 to take our survey. You can also read up on our programming charter and other guidelines and find frequently asked questions at the same page, kboo.fm/survey2015. Or you can pick up a copy of the survey at the station. And on Saturday, May 30th, we'll be hosting a mission and vision retreat for members. If you'd like to attend, get in touch with Monica Beamer and RSVP. The email address is monica@kboo.org. Thank you for being an active member of KBOO.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Katie O'Brien's, located at 2809 Northeast Sandy, a neighborhood sports bar serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Lunch was provided by Dots Cafe, located at 2521 Southeast Clinton Street, serving food and drinks to the Southeast Clinton neighborhood since 1991, including vegan and gluten-free options as well as brunch. Dinner was provided by Dove Vivi, located at 2727 Northeast Gleason, serving cornmeal crust pizza for dine-in and takeout.
To you, the 9-to-5er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Labor Radio, radio of the working class, by the working class, and for the working class. I'm Ann McDonald, your host this evening. Co-host Fernando Gapasing could not be here tonight, so the ever-intrepid Jamie Partridge is here for backup. Hey, Jamie. Tonight's guests, Johanna Brenner and Mark Brenner and Emily Crum, are with us to talk about Labor Notes, 2015 Troublemakers School, a day of workshops and strategy sessions on causing trouble. You don't want to miss out. First, though, I'd like to tell you about some upcoming actions this week. On Tuesday, May 12th, Starbucks and restaurant workers at the Portland International Airport are having a host contract delegation to protest their employer's low contract proposal. They're meeting by the PDX clock tower at high noon. The following Wednesday, the 13th, at 9 a.m., also at the Portland International Airport clock tower, airport workers are keeping up the pressure on the Port Commission for a fair worker retention policy and a fair process for organizing the World Duty Free Workers. Show up and show the Port Commission that Portlanders support their airport workers. And it's a busy week at the airport. Thursday at 10 a.m., take action with prospect cleaners and hold airlines accountable for safe and healthy workplaces. OSHA issued 8 health and safety violations at our world-class airport. Kind of an embarrassment. So if you think that's a problem, you can meet up with prospect cleaners also at the clock tower at 10 a.m. And then this Wednesday at 9:30, members of 15 Now Portland will testify at City Council for the need for 15 and a union for all city workers in light of the city's budget surplus and the recent arbiter's decision ruling that the city has been illegally using temporary and seasonal city workers to do union work. After that, at about 9:45, there will be a caravan down to the Capitol building in Salem for the Fair Shot Oregon Rally and Lobby Day. To hop on that caravan, just look for the guys in the red t-shirts at Portland City Hall. And in Salem, Fair Shot is pushing for a $15 minimum wage, as well as paid sick days and ban the box so that job applications can't ask if you're a felon. You can sign up for this on Facebook on the 15 Now PDX page. And tonight, we've got some troublemakers here with us. Mark Brenner is the executive director of Labor Notes, and Johanna Brenner is a volunteer organizer for the Troublemakers School. Emily Crum is vice president of the Reynolds Education Association, and she's hosting a panel called Fighting for the Schools Our Children Deserve. So, Mark, I guess I'll start with you. What is Labor Notes, and how does the Troublemakers School fit in with this whole project?
Well, thanks for having us on, Ann and Jamie. Great to be here. I'm looking forward to the school in Portland. Labor Notes is a 36-year-old project of activists around the country in the labor movement. We've been working to connect folks in different industries, in different cities, even across borders in different countries since we got started in 1979. And I like to think that as hard as times have been for most unions and for most working folks, the troublemaking wing of the labor movement, our wing of the labor movement, has really been growing. And we really, one of the centerpieces of that has been our ability to pull together more and more folks like your listeners, like folks here on the radio with me, folks who recognize the need to have both the skills that you need to do the hard work, organizing on the job day in, day out, but also the sort of vision of where you're trying to go and the strategy for how to get there. And our schools are really a way to do that at a local level. Some of you may know we also do that at a national level with our national conference, which we're having in April of 2016. But in the meantime, I'm really hoping everybody in the Portland area will be able to turn out on May 30th for our school.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be there. I was introduced to Troublemakers and Labor Notes at the national conference last year in Chicago. There was 2,000 or more people there, and I was just completely overwhelmed by the energy and the excitement at that experience there. That was my introduction in a lot of ways to the national labor movement, and I can't exaggerate like just how much fun it was and what great energy it was. So, and Johanna, you're organizing this shebang this year, the mm-hmm. Troublemakers School. So what have we got to look forward to this year?
Well, I think we're going to have a great school. What I'm especially excited about is that we've got 6 workshops and a plenary, and I'll talk about that in a second. But all 6 workshops are organized by labor activists and worker activists, community activists. There's no experts here except for the expertise that comes from devoting yourself to organizing your fellow workers and the people that you care about. So I think that just to give you a quick overview, we have 6 workshops, and Emily's going to talk about one of the ones that she's organizing. I'd like to make sure she has time to go into that in a little bit of depth. But we're doing one workshop on contract campaigns that win. We've had a bunch of really awesome, impressive contract campaigns here in the Portland metro area. We've had the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, Portland Association of Teachers. On this workshop, we're going to have some of the students from U of O, the Graduate Student Federation of Graduate Teaching Fellows. So that's going to be a really exciting panel, a lot of information to share. We're also doing organizing a member-driven union. That's where a lot of experiments, Reynolds School Association, Reynolds Education Association, Emily's union has done some really interesting work in restructuring their union to make it more more accessible for members, to involve them better. And so we're going to have a number of people speaking about that. Who's the boss? Organizing on the job. Who is the boss? Are you the boss or is your boss the boss? Well, if you're really well organized on your job, then you're the boss. So how do you get there? And here we're having a guest from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Ben Charles. He's a part-time package handler at the UPS hub in Minneapolis. He's part of the IWW and also the Teamsters Local 638. He's a package handler there. And he and his fellow workers did this fantastic action where they, in the summer of 2014, in relationship to the Ferguson issue, they did a protest known as Hands Up, Don't Ship, in which they refused to handle packages containing racist shooting range targets that were en route to police departments in Missouri and elsewhere. So Ben is going to talk about how they organized that, the kind of organizing they had been doing beforehand, and it's part of one of the things we want to do at this LaborNotes school, which is connect the fight around racism to the fight of workers for justice and decent working conditions on their job. So there's a bunch of other things that you can learn about on the website. So go there, you can look at all the different workshops. I want to turn it over to Emily now, just real briefly.
Since you mentioned the website,
yeah.
labornotes.org/PDX. And in case I forget to mention it later, this whole event is happening Saturday, May 30th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's at the United Association of Plumbers and Steam Fitters Local 290. That's 20210 Southwest Teton Avenue in Tualatin. Yes, Emily.
So wait, can I just jump in here really quickly to say, okay, it's in Tualatin, but honestly, folks, Tualatin is not that far. It's about a 20-minute drive on a Saturday morning from downtown Portland. It's right off of I-5, the hall. It's really easy to get to. And by the way, if you need a ride, we're doing a rideshare program. So just go on the website and contact me. We'll get you a ride there. So don't be intimidated by the fact that it's in Tualatin. It's in the burbs, but it's not a suburban thing.
And there's a Facebook page, too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I have a car and I'm going down there. So, you know, right. If anybody needs a ride, post on the Facebook page, go to the website.
Right. We'll get you there.
We'll get you there.
Wait. Before you get to Emily, I need to interrupt here. This is Jamie to announce that we are in the middle of our spring pledge drive for KBOO. And if you want to support this fantastic radio show, this fantastic radio station, you need to go to your phone right now and dial 877-500-5266 and become a KBOO member. Or you can make a secure donation online at kboo.fm. Now, I'm a volunteer programmer. I've been on labor radio programmer for 5 years or something. And Anne is one of our newbies. And this whole station is run by volunteers. I mean, about 500 volunteers, right? A lot of folks that make this place go. Is it 500? Or yes, yeah. And so if you want to support, you're a member of the working class, right? You want to join KBOO and become an owner? Join the owning class. Every one of the 5,000 members owns a piece of KBOO. And once you join, you're a different person. You know, you are. You get to vote on the board. You get to serve on committees, volunteer to gather news, or put on your own show. So join the owning class now and go to your phone and dial 877-500-5266 to become a KVOO member, or again, make a secure donation online at kvoo.fm. Now, we'll let Emily get back on the line here.
Thank you, Jamie. Yes, this is Labor Radio, and we are talking about this year's Troublemakers School. Emily, so can you tell us about the panel you're hosting on that?
Yes. First, I'd like to say how much the school has meant to me. 2 years ago, when we had it in Portland, I was on a panel with Sarah Chambers, who is from Chicago, from CORE, and Gwen Sullivan, who was preparing for what was going to happen with Portland. And we had been through a strike in Reynolds. And we on that panel, it was just amazing to hear and converse with each other about what was happening to our unions and how we could come together and learn and also work at fighting back. And I'm really excited this year that we're having an education-focused panel that is about fighting for the schools our students deserve, which was the motto in Chicago. It's the motto in Portland. And so we're all really wanting to seek out better ways to serve all students. And I'm really excited that Jesse Hagopian from Seattle, and he's a teacher from Garfield High School. He works with Rethinking Schools. He's an editor on Rethinking Schools. He recently edited the book More Than a Score, and he's one of the leaders in the opt-out of high-stakes testing movement in it nationally, but specifically in Seattle area. So he will be on that panel sharing with us his just his views on high stakes testing and how they're hurting students instead of helping them provide schools that they deserve. Instead, it's shutting schools down, you know, narrowing curriculum and doing things to hurt kids. We'll also have Sakai Edwards on that panel, who's from the Jefferson High School's Black Student Union, who's an amazing leader in that school. And they've done a lot of work around what it means to be a student of color, and especially at one of our only high schools where the majority of students are of color in Portland, Jefferson High School. So she'll be bringing her perspective and experience in working with different students around issues of race and such at her high school and in Portland area. And then Adrian, who's an organizer from activists with the Portland's Black Lives Matter. And they just recently started a breakfast program for students to educate them on you know, their own history and Black history that you're not always getting in schools, so making sure that they're fed and you know, getting nutrients and getting what they need, and also getting some of that history of their lives and their stories as well. So I'm super stoked to see how conversation comes out in that panel and what we can talk about what better ways of making sure all our students feel at home and safe in our schools.
Do you know any details on that breakfast panel? Is it on weekends?
Or the breakfast that they serve?
I'm
not totally sure about all the details on that. I know, like, it's in Columbia Villa area, and I would encourage people to seek out the Black Lives Matter Portland Facebook page, and I'm sure the information's posted there specifically.
Excellent. Mark, are there any particular topics this year that you are especially concerned about that will be addressed at the school this year?
Absolutely. Well, I think that, you know, as I mentioned in the beginning, one of the things that I really like about our Troublemaker Schools everywhere we go is that we're really trying to connect the on-the-ground organizing that people are doing every day in their workplaces with the, you know, bigger strategic questions, the big, you know, issues facing today's labor movement. And I think, you know, right where you are in Oregon, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. You've got the various fights that were discussed previously that the teachers went through a year ago, what the AFSCME folks are fighting with the city about right now for 15 an hour for all city workers and contracted out employees, the 15 Now campaign statewide for a $15 minimum. And, you know, we also have to be honest about the fights that are, you know, that the you know, billionaires and the bankers are bringing to us, whether it's right to work, which I know is going to be on the ballot next year in Oregon, and, you know, figuring out how we're going to get ready for that, or just the kind of internal organizing we need to do to actually have the unions that we want to really have member-driven organizations. So I think that the the lessons that we're going to be bringing about kind of what strategies are winning and what organizing methods are actually working in 2015 is going to be really relevant for, you know, whether you're a pipe fitter or a bus driver, whether you work in the Department of Environmental Quality or whether you're, you know, working in the cafeteria at Portland State. I think we're going to be bringing information and real specific skills, not to mention strategy, and I hope a healthy dose of inspiration and excitement to your day, and I think you're going to learn a lot. So I'm really excited for folks to join us on May 30th. This is going to be a great event.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. The fact that it's so, you know, like Johanna said, there are no experts. The people's experience is what brings their expertise. And I was invited to also be on a panel called Organizing a Member-Driven Union, so I'll be talking about Zooladarity, this at the Oregon Zoo, this campaign that we had to get organized a couple years ago. And last summer we got our first contract, and it, for the first time, a lot of employees got a pay raise, earned sick days, holiday pay, a lot of really basic things that can be easily taken for granted when you already have a union job or a job with, you know, representation. I've come from Arkansas, a right-to-work state, which recently voted to raise its minimum wage. And I was lucky I left there when I was 20. And the one job I had there was not too bad. We got holiday pay, but there's a lot of things that you would take for granted if, you know, without getting people together. And that was what inspired me, was all these workers, fast food workers, coming together and saying, we have basic rights, we need basic dignity, and we got it in a lot of ways. So I'm really excited to be talking about that. Yeah, go ahead, Jan.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I think another really important aspect of the school that is has been a challenge, and I think is some place where we're seeing real movement in nationally and also in our town, is around building labor community solidarity. You mentioned at the top of the show, and the effort out at the airport, and I hope that we'll have some airport workers there. We're hoping that they'll come to talk about that campaign, because that was really an effort where workers are learning how to leverage their the public support in very new ways, partly because of all this contracting out. You know, there's now, it used to be that if you were a public worker, you were employed by a government. Now, so much of our government functions are done by private companies who have contracts with the city or the Port Commission. And at the airport, Unite Here and SEIU 49 have together done a really incredible campaign that's gone for 2 years, where they are leveraging public support to force the Portland Port Commission to begin to think about what the rules are about how the folks that contract, the companies that contract with the airport, how those companies treat the people who work for them. In other words, saying, just like they did with sweatshops and Nike, just because you contract out, you're still responsible for how these workers are treated. And that's something then that we can get the public around, because the public, the Portland Commission, is a public entity. We're seeing the same thing in the schools. We're seeing the same things beginning to happen at the universities. So we're public organizing, and public pressure is happening along with worker organizing. So I think that's going to be an exciting panel too.
It's an expression of civic pride in a lot of ways. People were so excited about the carpet at the airport, you know, and it's because it's a sense of coming home, coming back to Portland, and that's the first thing you see, and it makes you happy. But you want to, you know, look at the faces around you, the people right. that are working there every day to help build that great reputation our airport has, our world-class, you know, beautiful airport. And we want the workers to be treated with just fundamental, basic, you know, fairness and dignity. And we want to know that they're feeding their families and they're doing okay while they're, you know, ensuring our safe travels.
There you go.
So Jamie is going to...
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take you out here because we've run out of time. We've been talking about the Troublemaker School about to take place on the 30th of May from 9 to 5 p.m. out at the United Association 290 Hall in Tualatin with Johanna Brenner, Emily Crum, Mark Brenner, and, of course, my co-host Ann McDonald. And you've been listening to Labor Radio, thanks to our engineer, and we're about to talk with Tina and Karen. What's going on?
Hey, I'm just sitting here enjoying this, hearing about Labor Radio. This is Tina, and I really enjoyed hearing about how Labor Radio supports the working class, for the working class, by the working class. The whole idea of Labor Radio is to find your passion, and one way you find your passion is you get out there and you call in to KBOO at 877-500-5266. Right now, folks, we'd love to hear the sound of music, and for us, the music is to hear those telephones ring. We are in a pledge week. KBOO is a community radio station, and they are in a partnership with the Friends of the Trees. If you volunteer at a $75 level, you will get a tree planted in your honor. You can help offset climate change by planting a tree. You can improve your air quality by planting a tree. So I asked you to join at the $75 level. You can also join by giving a little bit every month, maybe even like an hour of your wages every month. Or you can donate a latte. It's not really asking a lot. You get a huge reward. Part of living in Oregon is finding out what your passion is. And part of your passion is listening to KBOO and finding out what's going on. There's a lot going on in Oregon, and KBOO does a very good job of letting you know what's happening. So we're here again today celebrating our membership drive, and we're asking that you join. If you join at $5 a month, you can have it taken out of your checking account or your either through a credit card, or you can have it done through your debit card. Who misses $5 a month? Like I said, that's kind of a premium coffee drink. And what it does is that it really expands on life here in Oregon. And actually, I keep saying Oregon, but KBOO is located here in Portland. And there's a lot of things going on, and KBOO does a very good job of letting people know exactly what's happening.
Yeah, Tina, where else can you get the kind of news and views but here on KBOO, the kind of views that you need and conversations with your friends, coworkers, family, friends, you know, KBOO provides you with the news you can use. It's not only got national, international, but local news that you're not going to find in the corporate media or even in the alternative media. KBOO provides you with the kind of information that takes you where you want to go. And it's not just about what's happening, but about how to do what needs to be done to make the change that we need to make. So what you need to do is go to your phone right now and dial 877-500-5266 to become a KBOO member. And you can also make a secure donation online at kboo.fm.
Well, yeah, Jamie, you're right. One of the great things also about KBOO Radio is that it is a community-based organization, and they get out there and they showcase what's happening out in the community, and they keep Portland relevant. Not just weird, but they keep Portland relevant. And that is one of the wonderful things about this radio station, is that everyone here has a passion. And they come to the station to share with you, our listeners, what our passion is. And for me, my passion is labor. And that's why I'm here tonight, helping to ask you to join us, become a member at the $75 level or whatever you can afford. This is a really relevant radio station. And if you want to become a part of the community, then come on out to KBOO. You can call us at 877-500-5266 and make a pledge.
That's right. You know, it's like your union dues. It protects your job, like your union dues, which protect your job. You know, it's like your church tithe, which protects your spirit. Your KBOO membership protects your access to information, news, and public affairs that you can use. You know, I contribute what I think as a retiree I can afford per month, about $15. We like to think of an hour's wage per month as a standard that you might want to think about. So if you make $10 a month, you know, I mean $10 an hour, contribute $10 a month. If you're up in the $20 range per hour, contribute $20 a month. You need it. KBOO needs it. Do it now. 877-500-5266. Become a KBOO member or go to online to kboo.fm.
To you, the 9-to-5er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime, and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
Good evening. This is Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. I'm Karen James, and I'm here with...
Amy.